Beginning early Friday morning and throughout the day, heavy equipment was moving and hauling away tons of trees and debris left on the streets of Biola. It's a small village of 640 people that straddles the line between Vernon and Richland counties. Homes throughout the village are damaged. Some are total losses, others lost garages and trees, but no one was hurt. One witness says the tornado looked broad as it approached and then split into three. Resident Eric Weigel lost every tree in his yard and his garage caved in. Weigel says he was outside on what seemed like a typical summer day when the storm suddenly appeared.
It just got really dark and the rain was coming down horizontally, and then we headed for the basement and hoped for the best.
Weigel is grateful his home is structurally okay. Biola resident Joe Potter and his wife weren't as fortunate. Potter was on a couch in the living room talking with his niece in Lafarge when she told him to turn on the TV. Then the power went out. He heard his wife holler as she came in from the garage and they headed for the basement. As he looks at the roof caved in just above where he'd been sitting just minutes before the tornado, Potter says he sees a lot of decisions and work ahead.
We walked out of the house, out of there last night, came around, stood to look at it. I said, well, at least we're standing here looking at it. And, you know, we might not have been. 3 minutes before that, I was laying on the couch, talking with my niece on the phone.
A couple blocks away, 12-year-old Corey Wallace says it was scary as he, his mother, and brother first huddled in the computer room.
We were hiding in there, and then we heard a lot of glass shattering. So when we walked, we crawled on our knees to the basement and then went into it. And when we were in the basement, the door was banging hard, and then we were praying that it stopped, and it did.
Lafarge Fire Chief Phil Stittleberg is the operations officer at the scene. He hopes to have the main road through Biola open this evening. He says it will take a couple days before all power is restored and months of cleanup after that. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.